Howdy do, buckaroos. Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations podcast. It is Tuesday, November 26, 2019. I am your host, Kelly Gamont. With me today, I have Andrew Orr. Hi, Andrew.
Hey, good to be here.
Glad to have you with us, as always. And Charlotte Henry, thank you for being here today.
Hi, thank you for letting me sneak in on this short week before you all go off and eat loads of whatever you guys eat on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I don't recommend researching that because all you'll find is the really crazy stuff that people do for Thanksgiving. And brilliant. Yeah. Anyway, so actually, Charlotte, I wanted to start with you because you wrote an editorial about Apple Arcade.
I did. And I tried not to be too mean about Apple Arcade. It was basically... No, because I don't think in and of itself it's bad. There's actually, you know, lots of the games. We've all tried some of the different games and they're very well produced and they're fun. Mm-hmm. Like, they're good games. But I said in the piece, I cancelled my subscription and I couldn't justify the subscription because I think Apple's games that it's developed have actually been superseded by some big names now on iOS. You know, I downloaded Call of Duty for free, Mario Kart Tour for free. We'll discuss those issues at another time, possibly with a therapist. And, you know, there's other games like, you know, Football Manager, that's eight, which is a huge, huge game here. That's $8.99 or £8.99. Those are the type of games Apple can't compete with. I think it was a really noble thing to do. They worked with really cool indie developers. They got some good names. Like, Lego Brawls was a really fun game. Mm-hmm. I thought Projection, those are the two games I reviewed and enjoyed. Mm-hmm. It was a beautiful game. There's nothing wrong with it, but... When there's only, as I said in the piece, there's only so much time and device memory people can give to playing games. Mm-hmm. And for me, the big titles just kind of supersede what is available on Apple Arcade to keep paying for it every single month. Mm-hmm. And now, Andrew told me I'm controversial.
Well, then we'll go to Andrew and find out why that was such a controversial thing to say. Andrew?
Well, I just said that to tease you because here's the thing. I canceled my subscription too.
Right. But. Do you see, I would like all the listeners to note the level of bullying I received from Mr. Andrew Orr. Please, everyone note this.
Actually, yeah, I agree with that statement.
Right.
But for me, it doesn't really have anything to do with Apple Arcade itself. I think it has great games. But I'm just not a huge mobile gamer. I play a lot more games on my Nintendo Switch. So that's, for me, that's really all it was.
Yeah, and there was a comment, actually, on our Facebook page, on the Mac Observer Facebook page, which if you haven't liked already, go check it out. But someone made the point, you know, Apple Arcade can't compete with some of the big name gaming platforms. Andrew's name just won. Mm-hmm. And I think that's also right. But what's happened is those big name gaming platforms and producers have moved into mobile gaming and iOS. Mm-hmm. And that is the device that a lot of people play games on. And I just don't think yet Apple Arcade can compete at the level that is worth a subscription.
Well, and part of it is names. You know, you said Call of Duty. Like,
right, huge.
I don't play a lot of games, but I know that's a big game that's really popular with a lot of people. So I can see that happening. Knights of the Old Republic, which I will admit, as a Star Wars game, is a game that I have paid a lot of attention to.
Sure.
That's on mobile. It's getting to be time for it to go on sale, so you can play it on iOS. There are a lot of really big, you know, Mario Kart Tour is an iOS game from Nintendo.
Okie dokie.
Which Charlotte might be spending a lot more time on than is maybe healthy. There are a lot of games out there that are super great regardless of what kind of gaming you like to do. And I also canceled my Apple Arcade subscription, and part of it was because I couldn't find the sort of quick hit games that I kind of like to play for a lot of things.
That's interesting.
I have a few minutes here in line, so I'm going to play a little bit of this solitaire game that I have installed. I have a spider solitaire game that I really like. Or Match 3. Like, I like Match 3 style games. Like, that started all the way back with Bejeweled on my Palm Pilot, and I will kind of always be a sucker for that.
Sorry, on your what?
Palm Pilot. Oh, yeah. We'll talk about it later. I had a Palm. I had a Palm VX, and it had a modem that you attached to the back, and you could get internet access on it. Oh, I know. You think you're funny. I'm just going to go beat you at Mario Kart for a while, and then we'll see who's funny. But, like, basically, it was that the games that I really liked, I wasn't finding enough time to sit down and play them, and I really did enjoy them, but I don't have a Nintendo Switch. If I did, I wouldn't be here. I would be in front of that right now, because I would just be obsessing over Legend of Zelda. there is one on my Christmas list, though, so, you know. But
it's
been
a pleasure knowing you.
Yeah, if I get one for Christmas, I'll miss all of you dearly. I really liked What the Golf, which was a game that escalated very quickly into super ridiculous and was super fun. And Red Rain was a super fun tower defense game, but I just wasn't spending the time on them to justify the $5. I love the idea.
Exactly.
I love who Apple worked with, but yeah. If I'm going to spend a single $5 unit on games, I can either go download 5 different games that are something that I can play, you know, for a few minutes here, a few minutes there, or I'm going to put that $5 into, like, expanding my vault in Harry Potter Wizards Unite. Like, that's where my priorities are going to go.
Right. Another huge game on mobile, obviously not available in arcade. Mm-hmm. I think it's interesting. The point all three of us have made is that there's nothing wrong with the games at all. There's some genuinely fun, good games. Mm-hmm. And, like, the production levels are what you would expect from a service provided by Apple.
Yeah. I really liked them. But I just wasn't devoting the time to them because I had partly because I had other stuff to do, but also partly that the when I want to play a game, I only have a few minutes and, you know, a few minutes here, a few minutes there. And I wasn't finding anything that really lent itself to that sort of gameplay in arcade. I thought it was great, but only when I had time. Like, I sit down to eat lunch and I'm done with lunch and I have a little while before I go back to work and I have a little time to sit down and devote to a Lego brawl or, you know, a few rounds of What the Golf or whatever. And I wasn't finding that time really anymore. And so, it wasn't even the $5, you know, it wasn't even $5 worth of enjoyment I was getting out of those. So, it was hard.
I calculated in the editorial, and tell me what you guys think of this. I thought that probably to get good value from it, you need to be playing 2 or 3 of the games regularly each month.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, 2 minimum, yeah. And more than, you know, the 10 minutes a week or whatever it was I was putting in by the end, you know, I wasn't spending the time on it. And I will say I felt bad canceling my subscription because the stuff that was there I really liked, it just wasn't fitting into the space that I had to play those games. That was the part I was sad about it, and I miss it. And when I end up having time in my schedule to devote to the next level, to the next volume of Oceanhorn, I will absolutely sign back up, and it will be amazing, and I'll be super jazzed to get to play more Oceanhorn, which is a game I loved, because Nintendo's never going to bring Legend of Zelda to another device. So until I get my Switch, Oceanhorn is going to have to satisfy that fix for me. And when I have time to devote to playing Oceanhorn, then I will be super jazzed to download it and sign back up with Apple Arcade and get after it. But, like, in the short term, for most people, I think it's probably reasonably priced. And I think there are people who have lots of, like, way different gaming sort of profiles than, like, I do or either of you do. You know, Andrew has a Switch. So when Andrew wants to sit down and play a game, it's probably not his phone he's reaching for. I'm guessing. Right, Andrew?
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So what are you playing on the Switch?
I have not a whole lot, maybe about 4 or 5 games now. The most recent game I bought is The Witcher, mm-hmm. Witcher 3, I think it's called. So I've been exploring that, and that's pretty fun.
Okay.
I just really want The Sims 4 on the Switch. EA, if you're listening, please do this for me, because my Mac is getting older and it can't handle that game.
Oh, no. All right. Well, maybe you need a new Mac on your Christmas list, Andrew. That might be more likely. Yeah. I don't know. But like, so that's one style. And then, Charlotte, the stuff that you like to play, I don't know if you have a PlayStation or what. Like, I don't know what your alternate platform is.
I'm not allowed a PlayStation because I need to
live a productive life as an adult.
Apparently.
Well, that's a lot of the reason I don't have a Switch. So, yeah, I understand.
But, no, I've never been a huge gamer, but so I really like the soccer games that are available, like the FIFA games and Football Manager. Really addictive. I love Mario Kart, as we've discussed. I've played Call of Duty. Like, I have Steam on my computer and like things like Portal, which I thought was an amazing game.
Portal was great, years ago.
I got totally obsessed with Minecraft. Like, those are the type of games I like. And I do like the quick hits that you're describing. And what was the game we all got obsessed with? The Words game? The word search
Boggle
game.
With Friends, yeah.
Oh, I mean, yeah. That really got out of hand.
Yeah.
So stuff like that I really like. But all of it... And I think Apple Arcade is offering those kind of things. Like, probably if I delved in, there's a lot of games there. Mm-hmm. The complaint is not a lack of quality content.
Mm-mm.
Like, there is stuff there. But is it enough for me to have... Like, the point is, I was thinking, there are other games I want to play... I only have limited time. Therefore, do I want to basically only limit myself to Apple Arcade games? And I came to the conclusion, no.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think also, like, it doesn't really have anything to do with there wasn't enough there to justify the cost for me. It was just that I at the moment, you know, I don't have the time to devote to the kind of games that are in there. And I want to. And if that situation changes, I will gladly sign back up. Like I said, even if it's just for Oceanhorn, I would pay $5 a month to pay Oceanhorn. This isn't about Apple not providing enough value for me. This is about I didn't have time to sit and interact with it. And so I ended up canceling because I didn't want to end up paying for something that I wasn't using. And I was really not using it. And so that was why I canceled. Yeah. When that changes, I will sign right back up immediately. But in the meantime, I'm just going to expand my vault in Wizards Unite, which is the thing that I do end up dedicating time to more often.
Did either of you two play any of the Apple Arcade games on iPad?
Yes.
Actually, I don't think I did. It was just my phone.
I played Lego Brawls on iPad, and I played Red Rain on iPad. Like, I tried it once on my phone and immediately went, I'm going to play this on my iPad from now on. And
how was that for you?
It was great. I much preferred, actually, the little time I did have to devote to Apple Arcade, a lot of it was Red Rain on my iPad. That was where most of that time was spent. Because Red Rain, I do enjoy a good tower defense, and Red Rain was really, really fun. I really liked it. I just didn't have the time to devote to, you know, 10 minutes at a stretch to sit down and just play a game. That's part of, like, one of the nice things about some of the other stuff on my phone that I like to use, you know, like music, I don't have to look at and I don't have to interact with, or if I'm listening to an audio book or something like that, like, I don't have to interact with my device. So I use my phone for a lot of things, but to interact with it, I don't have a whole lot of uninterrupted blocks of time to just sort of sit down and, you know, goof around with my phone. And currently, when I do have that time, I'm generally spending it in Mario Kart, thanks to Charlotte.
You're welcome.
We'll get Andrew there soon enough. I'm sure he has an advantage because he has a Switch. What?
Yeah. I said I have Mario Kart 8 Deluxe on my Switch.
Oh, yeah. So, see, you're already awesome at Mario Kart, so you should just come join our league, and then you can thump both of us. It'd be great.
Okay, I'll tell you guys about drinking Mario Kart.
Wow, that sounds exciting.
I know what that is.
I think it's exactly what it says on the tin. I think you've told us all we really need to know. If there are games in Apple Arcade that you recommend, or if there are mobile games, because we still have kind of an issue with discoverability. If there's something really fun that you like to play on your iOS device, it doesn't matter if it's iPhone or iPad, I will tell you that I have a particular enjoyment of Apple TV games. So if you have any suggestions for those, I'm probably going to write up a couple that I like to play after Thanksgiving, after dinner, when everybody's sort of sitting around. There are a couple that my family likes to play on the Apple TV that's pretty fun. So I will probably talk about those on the site. I will let you know about that. If there are some that you like to play, please let us know, especially if there are Apple TV games, because I'm always looking for Apple TV games. You can email us at observations@macobserver.com. You can catch us at TMO Daily on Twitter, and you can leave comments in the show notes. And I would love to discover some new, especially quick hit games. If you have some, like, dip in, play for a little bit, dip out again. I'm super interested in those. And with that, we're going to talk about, because this is, telling other people about it is sort of advertising for a game. We're going to talk about Apple's holiday advertisements. And Andrew, you wrote this up. Apple's annual holiday ad is out this year. And go ahead and tell us about it, and then I will give my assessment.
Yeah, so full warning, watching this ad is probably going to make you cry.
It will.
It's a really sweet story, I think. In the beginning, we see this small little family, two parents, two little girls, and, you know, they're traveling somewhere for the holidays, and to keep them occupied, the kids have an iPad to play with. Mm-hmm. And then when they get to what we quickly realize is the grandpa's house, mm-hmm. it's kind of like a somber, sad atmosphere.
Grandpa's very grumpy. We find, yes. Grandpa doesn't seem excited that everybody showed up for Thanksgiving.
Yeah, and we find out why. I'm not sure if I should spoil the ending.
No, don't say it.
But
we quickly discover the source of Grandpa's grumpiness.
Yeah, and then the two girls give Grandpa a little present they made using their iPad.
Yeah.
So it's really nice.
It was adorable, and they used music from Up, and so my assessment is that this was a completely unfair move by Apple, that they cheated. Because you're already a little bit predisposed to cry when you hear this music. And it's the song Married Life from Up, for people who remember the names of the songs from movies. And so to start with, they're already like, oh, you're going to cry. So they start by, right from the get-go, they're playing music from Up. And then right when the music gets to the point where the point where everything gets very, very emotional, because there's like in that particular moment, the movie, that's the moment where sort of the button is put on the end of this holiday ad from Apple. So like, it was beautifully timed, to be fair, but also I feel like they cheated a little by using that music. It seemed not fair. There's a whole bunch of, yeah, and like, the more I thought about it, the more I was like, I mean, of course it makes perfect sense that this is the song that they would put into this ad, but it made me very unhappy because I felt like I was being unfairly manipulated by Michael Giacchino. But I really do like the ad. It's very, very adorable. The girls are like weapons grade cute. I mean, It was pretty fantastic.
Can I say something grinchy?
Yes.
Yes.
Tiny bit grinchy, not a lot grinchy, because it is a lovely advert. But I didn't like the beginning bit where the only way that they could keep the kids in line was with an
yes.
iPad.
Yeah.
I thought that was a bit like...
too.
Yeah. Ooh. I had that. Like, especially because right at the beginning, you know, the two of them are like, bothering each other. I mean, anybody who has a sibling who ever had to sit in the back seat,
right, it's just,
you know how that works,
sibling stuff,
right? You know, dad's like, here, watch a movie together, whatever it was, you know, while they're in the car,
magic iPad, and then they behave.
Yeah, but what I remember is that what eliminated a lot of the bickering between my brother and I was the Christmas we each got a Walkman, and so we didn't have to listen to the other person. this is a problem that was solved 30 years ago by something really similar, which was I get to listen to whatever music I want, and then I don't have to listen to my stupid brother who's sitting over there being stupid because he's stupid and all this is stupid and I don't like being trapped in the back seat for hours. This is so unfair.
Happy I remember. Holidays.
Exactly.
No,
so
there are lots of people talking about, you know, kids' screen time and all that kind of
right.
thing. And so I didn't quite like the impression that the only way to make kids behave in a car or a plane was just to shove them in front of a screen. Mm-hmm. But you know what? Sometimes you got to do what you got to do.
Right. And like, I didn't feel like watch a movie on the iPad was terrible, which was one of the,
sure.
which was the, on the plane. Here, dad downloaded some movies, so watch a movie. So, because on the plane, they could have been watching a movie. You know, like that was
sure.
an opportunity available to them otherwise. So I didn't feel like that one was super terrible. But it was like the second or third instance of like, you need to be good. So here, have the iPad. And so, yeah, that felt a little iffy. But overall, I did really enjoy the ad. So I'm with you on that, though. Like, especially at first, it was very mm-hmm. wait a minute. Yeah, that doesn't seem like a great message. So, yeah. Anyway. It's a very good ad. It does remind me of, I think it was 2 years ago, the ad where, there was like the super antisocial kid. They, you know, there's like a house full of people for the holidays and, there's like the one moody teenager who sort of stands in the corner on his phone all the time. And then at the end of the holiday, you know, he's put together this movie of all of Christmas, you know, and all of the run up to it and everything. And, you know, like the little Apple device saves the day. So the reason he was staring at his phone all the time was because he was putting together a movie and it was very adorable. If you haven't seen that one, I definitely recommend it. It was, I think, 2 years ago because last year's was the animated ad.
Which I loved.
Which is adorable. Mm-hmm. I, too, love it. For a bunch of different reasons. One of them is somebody finally figured out how to animate my hair, which I thought was pretty interesting. So, anyway, that's going to do it for us today. Reminder again that tomorrow is going to be the last show this week. We are off Thursday and Friday for Thanksgiving. And I will talk to all of you later. I want to thank both of you for being here today. Andrew, thanks for coming by.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Talking to us about the holiday ads. Charlotte, thanks for being here to tell us about Apple Arcade.
It's a pleasure. Andrew, stop bullying me.
I can't make any promises.
Well, I know who's not getting anything good for Christmas this year. Because I have it on excellent authority that Santa listens to the show.
Fact.
There you go. I've been your host, Kelly Gamont. I will talk to all of you tomorrow. In the meantime, be excellent to each other.